Welcome back to Your Hometown, where each month we take you to a different corner of Chicagoland. Today, we're traveling south of the Loop to Lansing. Let's explore what makes Lansing truly unique. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's John.
That's Lansing, Illinois to you and me. And so maybe this conversation will have a little bit of a different feel to it. A lot of times we tell you about beaches and parks and breweries and that sort of thing, vacation spots. But maybe this conversation, Dan, will feel a little different than that. Dan Podgorski is the village administrator in Lansing, Illinois. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks so much for having us today. Doing great.
You were mayor of Lansing once upon a time, weren't you?
Yes, I was back in the early 2000s. We do a term limit restriction down here, so I did my two terms and was gone for a while, and then got brought back as our village administrator in 2017, and been in that job ever since. So it's great. It's great to still be working in a town I still live in, and we just love what we're doing here.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Although I'm thinking term limits, we don't have that for. We do have that for the president, but we don't have it for Senate. We don't have it for Congress. We don't have it for state lawmakers. We don't have it for the governor. Do you like that your town has a term limit on mayors?
You know, it's something you could really go back and forth on. It's, I would never have been mayor if it wasn't for term limits. So I certainly, I certainly don't, you know, I can see both sides of it. Sometimes in smaller towns, it's hard to find good people that want to still do this stuff, but we're blessed in that we've had, you know, just a solid run of great mayors who just love our town. And that includes our current mayor, Brian Hardy, who was a trustee for 8 years before that, longtime Lansing resident, and just somebody who embodies everything that we love about Lansing. Hardworking guy, got his own business in town, and we're very lucky to have him as our mayor.
Well, we're telling people about Lansing, but I don't think this is a vacation destination necessarily. What do you want people to know about Lansing?
Well, you know what, we're, you know, south suburb. We are right here at the kind of intersection of all the interstates, 80-94, 294. We also border Munster, Indiana. So we're in a great spot. It's a great location for business, whether you've got retail, whether you're a national, kind of a fast casual restaurant use, whether you do car dealerships. We've got a beautiful old traditional downtown, which is great for owner-operated, mom-and-pop restaurants. We've got a nice district for manufacturing and transportation. So really, there's a business district that really fits whatever business you have. And we just got that great location. So there's a lot to like about where we're at.
Yeah, you're 7 miles south of the city, right? About 7 miles?
Yeah, probably 20, 25 miles south of, the heart of downtown. But yeah, probably only about 7 miles from, south side of Chicago. Hegwisch is really just about a 10-minute drive up Burnham Avenue from here. So yeah, we're not far.
So if I'm listening to this conversation in California or, say, North Carolina, and I'm going to be running trucks or business cross country, Chicago is a hub. It's a stop along the way. You guys are like ideally located for that customer, right?
Is any better? We're the last stop if you're headed last stop in Illinois. If you're headed east, then we're the first stop in Illinois. If you're headed west, this section of 80-94 probably one of the most traveled sections of interstate in the entire country. Yeah. One of the busiest, and Torrance Avenue is 80-94 intersects Torrance. It's you're right in the heart of Lansing.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up a truck stop in your town and get rich. Do you have a truck stop there?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, John. So recently, we had QT, which stands for Quick Trip, and they just opened up a great gas station retail shop, which took the place of an old shuttered Kmart. And that's kind of been the focus of our development, is just reinvesting, redevelopment, QT is right there on Torrance Avenue, and when you get off going northbound. So, but I'm pretty sure we've got room for another one. So if you want to come down here and open up another truck stop, we'll make room for you.
Well, do the folks that live in your town then, do they tend to work in the area, or maybe they work throughout Chicagoland, huh?
Oh, yeah. There's a fair amount of people that, that would commute and go downtown Chicago. Definitely a lot of people that even used to live here who now live out in Northwest Indiana. You know, they commute downtown, and a lot of those folks still get off on Torrance and drive through our town on their way home. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we got 30,000 people that live here. So you got a fair amount of folks who work in the city, and then a fair amount of people who live and work here. I've been blessed to work in this town really my whole adult working life, except for a couple of years when I was doing accounting work at Deloitte back, I don't know, 35 years ago. But it's a great town to work in, and like I said, I'm blessed to live and work in the same town.
And probably an affordable area, too. I mean, Chicago is just expensive, but here you're close enough to enjoy the amenities of Chicago without paying Naperville prices.
Our housing stock is very diverse. You could find houses here for under $200,000, and you could find a lot of houses in the 2 to 250 range, and then you can find houses $300,000-$400,000 as well. But definitely a lot of affordable housing here, and it's diverse. You know, there's homes here that are that don't have basements. There's your quads, there's your Cape Cods, pretty much any style of house you want, you're going to find it here. And probably, you know, in a lot of the older South suburbs, like we are, you know, it's all about redevelopment, mm-hmm. and, just keeping what we have, polished and looking nice. And, like a lot of the other South suburbs, it's all about redevelopment in your town.
Well, what's the most attractive thing about that? Location is important to you, but if I was thinking about expanding my business or footprint in the Chicago area, I pick Lansing. Why do I pick Lansing?
Well, you're going to pick it for location. You're going to pick it for the way we're going to work with your business. You know, we will roll out the red carpet for you. Everybody on our staff is trained to be part of the development team because you never know where a call is going to come in. And, you know, John, you might know the mayor. You might know somebody. You might know one of our police officers. You might know somebody in public works. You never know where that front mm-hmm. door yeah. is going to be. So everybody here is trained to be part of the development team. And, you know, we always want people to leave a first meeting with Lansing feeling like we were showing them some love. And that's, you know, because if you give somebody, a bad first impression, they're probably not coming back. And our goal is to do just the opposite. We want you to feel wanted, and we will work extremely hard to get your business here. We have a number of incentives that other towns have them, too. But we will work with you to kind of level that playing field from a property tax standpoint. And that's what I would say is probably a competitive advantage, is that our development team will work, you know, tooth and nail to get you here. Once you show some interest, we're gonna get you here.
You didn't happen to coach Curtis Granderson by any chance, did you?
I didn't, but I got a really good friend of mine who's going to be on your show a little bit later today, who did coach him.
Oh, no kidding!
When you guys,
who's that?
When you guys talk with our director of venue operations, Ken Reynolds, I think he's coming on later today. Ken used to be the head varsity baseball coach at TF South, and Curtis was one of his players back before he hit it big in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, went on to the Mets and whatnot, and you were involved with the Little League down there, I know that, and obviously a good advocate for your town. Dan Podgorski is the village administrator in Lansing. Okay, Dan, nice to catch up, and we'll tell more stories later on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, you have a good day.